The Fairbanks Community Food Bank weathered an initial surge of demand due to the coronavirus pandemic and is now anticipating a second peak. Looking back to mid-March, Food Bank CEO Ann Weaver says she didn't know how long they'd be able to stay in operation.
For the first month in particular, it was rough at best. We went from receiving 80 to 100 phone calls a day to 200 to 300 phone calls a day.
Weaver says the food bank had to dig deep to meet demand of people suddenly out of work.
We really utilized a lot of our canned and boxed good supplies, and so right now our storage shelves here at the food bank are a little bit low. But as far as donations, people have been bound and determined to at least help us try to keep up with the need, but we are behind on some of our canned and boxed goods right now just because of the circumstances. As far as monetary donations, it's been such an honor for folks to share what they have with us.
Weaver also points to the work of between 15 and 30 community volunteers every day. She says the arrival of federal economic stimulus checks and issuance of double food stamps in recent weeks eased demand, but that it's now rising again.
The jobs that are usually here in the summer aren't here currently, so we're starting to see our numbers go up a little bit. We also see our numbers go up in the summer with children hunger, childhood hunger. So we're anticipating kind of a double need.
Weaver says the food bank is seeing more requests for what they call bone builder bags, which contain food for kids during the summer.
We usually give out 250 bone builder bags a week. And this year we're anticipating 500 bone builder bags a week because wonderful congregate meals like the school district has put on for several years, for example, have had to stop because it's not currently a safe environment to do that in.
Weaver says there are only a few openings left for the program, but points to emergency food boxes the food bank and partner organizations offer.
100 different local agencies like Meals on Wheels and Rescue Mission, Breadline, FNA, FRA, Thrive Alaska, so that we can get the food into the hands of folks that need it.
Weaver says the food bank also administers two USDA programs to ship food to people in rural villages.